زما نوم انا ده.
My name is Anna.
زه په یوه کوچنۍ دکې کې ژوند کوم.
I live in a small village.
دا ښکلی او خاموش دی دلته.
It is beautiful and quiet here.
زه یو پلار او یو مور لرم.
I have a father and a mother.
پلار مې ډاکټر دی.
My father is a doctor.
مور مې ښوونکې ده.
My mother is a teacher.
زه یو ورور او یو خوینده لرم.
I have one brother and one sister.
ورور مې 8 کاله دی.
My brother is 8 years old.
خور مې 6 کاله عمر لري.
My sister is 6 years old.
موږ په خپل کلی کې خوشحاله یو.
We are happy in our village.
زه خپل کورنۍ ډېر مینه لرم.
I love my family very much.
دا زما ژوند دی.
This is my life.
توم یو پوهیږي هلک دی.
Tom is a curious boy.
هغه د ټکنالوژۍ په اړه زده کړې ته مینه لري.
He loves to learn about technology.
یو ورځ توم یو ساینس پوه سره ولیدله.
One day, Tom met a scientist.
علما د الکوچل د سیلیکون بیان کړه.
The scientist explained semiconductors.
نیمه هدیان د الې لپاره مهم دی.
Semiconductors are important for gadgets.
توم خوشحال و چې نور زده کړي.
Tom was excited to learn more.
هغه ډېرې پوښتنې وکړې.
He asked many questions.
علم خوشحال و چې مرسته وکړي.
The scientist was happy to help.
هغه د دې په اړه خبرې وکړې چې کمپیوټر څنګه کار کوي.
They talked about how computers work.
توم زده کړه چې نیمه هدیان کمپیوټرونو سره مرسته کوي.
Tom learned that semiconductors help computers.
هغه د دې پوهیدو لپاره ویاړي.
He felt proud to know this.
توم غوښتل چې نور هم د سیمیکنډکټرونو په اړه زده کړه وکړي.
Tom wanted to learn even more about semiconductors.
هغه د نوي وسایلو د اختراعات خوب و.
He dreamed of inventing new gadgets.
مستقبل توم روښانه و.
Tom's future was bright.
هغه پنه په نوې نړۍ کې د نیمه رسان.
He smiled at the new world of semiconductors.
مارک او لیزا پریکړه وکړه چې یو ځای جیم ته لاړ شي.
Mark and Lisa decided to go to the gym together.
هغوی د مختلفو فعالیتونو د هڅې په اړه خوشحاله.
They were excited to try different activities.
لومړی دوی د وزن پورته کولو خونه څېړنه وکړه.
First, they explored the weightlifting room.
مارک د درون بوجي پورته کړ په داسې حال کې چې لیزا وینه.
Mark lifted heavy dumbbells while Lisa watched.
ورزشونه د ستر نامرنې د دې له دې پورې به لیږدول شي.
After a while, they switched to cardio exercises.
هغوی په تریډمیل کې منډه وهله او موسیقي خوند واخیست.
They ran on the treadmill and enjoyed the music.
بیا هغوی د یو یوګي ټولګې هڅه وکړه.
Next, they tried a yoga class together.
لیزا د آرام بخونکې فضا او ښوونکي سره مینه درلوده.
Lisa loved the relaxing atmosphere and the instructor.
مارک د سختمند خو هغه سخت هڅه وکړه.
Mark found it difficult, but he tried hard.
په پای کې د ورځې دوی خوشاله او ویاړلي ول.
At the end of the day, they felt happy and proud.
په یو کوچنی ښار کې یو ځوانه ښځه چې سارا نومیږي اوسېدله.
In a small town, there lived a young woman named Sarah.
سارا د ځان خفګان احساساوه او د یو لوی څیز لپاره هیله کړې.
Sarah felt lost and yearned for something greater.
هغې پریکړه وکړه چې بېلابېل دینونه وڅېړي.
She decided to explore different religions.
سفر یې هغې ته لومړی هندو معبد ته ورسو.
Her journey took her to a Hindu temple first.
هغې د ترنجه کولو له لارې نغوټوی او د سولې احساس وکړ.
She listened to the chanting and felt a sense of peace.
خو هغه زر پوه شو چې دا یې رښتینې بلنه نه وه.
However, she soon realized that this was not her true calling.
بیا سارا یو بدیسته ورسه لیدلې ده.
Next, Sarah visited a Buddhist monastery.
هغې خاموشه تفکر وکړه او ژور پوهه د ژوند په اړه وموندله.
She meditated quietly and found a deeper understanding of life.
وروسته له هغې زمانې هغې د بودیسم سره قوي اړیکه احساس کړه.
After her time there, she felt a strong connection with Buddhism.
خو هغې لا هم غوښتل چې نور کشف کړي.
Yet, she still wanted to discover more.
دا شان هغې یوه هڅه وکړه چې د مسیحیت په اړه زده کړه وکړي.
Thus, she set out on a quest to learn about Christianity.
په پای کې د هغې ایمان په باورونو کې بډایه ترپېدې ته وده کوله.
In the end, her faith evolved into a rich tapestry of beliefs.
په عصري نړۍ کې دین یوه مهمنده نقشه ده کوي چې د ټولنیزو معیارونو په شکل کې.
In the contemporary world, religion plays a crucial role in shaping societal norms.
دا پر اخلاقي اصولو قانوني نظامونو او کلتوري کړنې تاثیر کوي.
It influences moral principles, legal systems, and cultural practices. Yet, as societies evolve, there is a noticeable decline in religious adherence. This phenomenon indicates a shift towards secularization, especially in urban settings. Within cities, traditional values often clash with modern ideologies. This clash can lead to social tensions and debates about identity. These discussions often reveal deep-seated fears and longings for connection. As people navigate their beliefs, they often seek community and understanding. The challenge lies in balancing tradition with contemporary needs and aspirations. Ultimately, faith in a modern context can be a source of both conflict and unity. In the realm of literature, landscapes often serve as multifaceted symbols that reflect the inner turmoil of characters. From the turbulent moors in Wuthering Heights to the serene gardens of the Secret Garden, the settings encapsulate emotional extremes. Each landscape is laden with meaning, inviting readers to unearth the layers of symbolic significance. The author's intent becomes remarkably clear in novels where the setting is almost a character itself. Novelists like Virginia Woolf craft environments that mirror the complexities of the human psyche. Such environments are not mere backdrops but integral components of narrative structure. Moreover, the juxtaposition of contrasting elements within a setting prompts profound reflections on social dynamics. Through careful analysis, the rich tapestry of themes woven into literature is unveiled, offering insight into the human condition. Ultimately, such literary landscapes compel readers to engage with the text beyond its surface, exploring deeper meanings and connections.